An ethics cloud and new district lines are making Staten Island Republican Congressman Michael Grimm a target for Democrats. But WNYC's Colby Hamilton reports unseating Grimm remains a difficult task.
Thank you for taking time out of your day.
Addressing volunteers on a recent Saturday morning, Democratic congressional candidate Mark Murphy gives them a pep talk before they head out to door knock for his campaign.
We are 30 days away. We are this close.
With now less than a month before the election, Murphy's sense of urgency is understandable. A recent poll had him down 10 points to his incumbent opponent, an interesting fact considering who the incumbent is.
Congressman Michael Grimm for Congress of the United States. Congressman.
Grimm was swept into office during the Tea Party surge 2 years ago. He'd never held or ran for political office before. Grimm's been a staunch backer of Wisconsin Representative and Vice Presidential candidate Paul Ryan's controversial budget, and he's been railing against President Obama's health care program since day one. But the race in Staten Island and southern Brooklyn hasn't been about these or other issues. It's about Congressman Grimm.
What do we know about Congressman Michael Grimm?
One of the most corrupt members of Congress. Thousands from pornographers. Grand jury probes.
Since entering office in 2011, Grimm's been dogged by ethics accusations. He's currently being investigated by a federal grand jury over fundraising during his last campaign. One of Grimm's fundraisers has been arrested for his alleged role in securing illegal donations. And on Tuesday, Grimm's former business partner was accused in court of having ties to the mob. Grimm calls the accusations baseless.
When you're an elected official and you get that title of politician, this is unfortunately what happens. You become a very big target. But I think it's, in all sincerity, and I don't want to seem arrogant in any way, I don't mean in an arrogant way, but it is a result of my success.
Grimm says as a former combat Marine and an FBI agent, 2 points he mentions often, he has a different perspective than many of his congressional colleagues. His labor votes on federal prevailing wage legislation and other measures have earned him the backing of a number of construction unions. He's also put forward immigration legislation to make it easier for highly educated workers to come to America. And his adoption of Sebastian, a teacup Yorkie saved from a puppy mill, snagged him the Humane Society's endorsement. For voters like Sophie, a Russian immigrant, the argument for Grimm can be a lot simpler. He's good looking.
He's good looking. Not really. His experience in a different area. He's Republican. So am I. Our whole family. And I believe in things that he talks and he does.
For others, like former New York City police officer Walt Rodriguez, Grimm's alleged ethics lapses resonate.
You know, I was kind of concerned about that, and I certainly wouldn't vote for him, you know.
But will people vote for Mark Murphy? The son of a former congressman, Murphy returned to Staten Island in 2009 after spending 2 decades in California as an actor. A recent poll showed that 45% of those surveyed had either no opinion or no idea who Murphy was. He says he's running to make life better for his young daughter's generation.
This is the first time since the Great Depression that our children aren't going to have the opportunities that we had growing up. I think Staten Island is very much the poster child of that community, of the community that wants their kids to do better.
Privately, Democrats in Staten Island and Brooklyn have expressed concern that Murphy's sole pitch seems to be that he's not Michael Grimm. They suspect this accounts for Murphy's low media profile. WNYC made multiple requests to sit down with Murphy to talk about the race. We were given a few minutes over the phone. Murphy rejects the suggestion he's running an anybody but Grimm campaign.
I have 2 jobs in this campaign, 2 very important ones. I have to meet as many people and community leaders and get as many votes as humanly possible. But I can only do so much of that one-on-one and hand-to-hand.
Grimm's own surplus of hand-to-hand politicking was on display during a recent meet-and-greet with a sports fisherman group supporting his campaign.
Gone fishing.
Gone fishing.
Gone fishing.
Which fish were they?
Bedecked in a well-trimmed suit, Grimm chatted about boat building and federal fishing guidelines with the anglers, some of whom had just returned to shore.
Did you catch any today?
Yeah, we did. We did okay. Caught 2 weakfish and a sea bass.
Between now and Election Day, Grimm will keep working on reeling in voters. For WNYC, I'm Colby Hamilton.